Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island or Hop Up. Today, we are talking about Casa Amor. I am, as per usual, Kirsten McInnes, joined by the wonderful Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm good. I am excited to be here finally talking about Casa Amor. Just had to, in the wild, actually observing love at a wedding recently. So barely escaped with my voice still intact, but excited to talk about the three episodes we have here.
Now, here's the thing. I feel like it took us 12 years to get to Casa Amor, and now they're telling me it's over tomorrow, and I'm not ready for it to be over.
Oh, especially with one of the episodes being a Paramount Plus exclusive. And like, I get that Sunday is 2 hours, but it's still one episode. So like, it just got here. Don't leave yet, please. Like, yeah. There's so many other episodes that I would have rather really, you know, yada yada and gotten more Casa Amor for myself.
What was Friday? Like, so annoying. Dumb. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I think that now looking back, I'm like, they just had to do these like Love Olympic games to have an excuse to get someone out of the house. But just send them out. Who cares?
They literally could just say, hey, boys, you get a boys day. It doesn't have to be a prize. It could just be that they got a boys day. They sent out the girls for a girls day like 2 weeks ago. Nothing happened.
Exactly. Very stupid. Friday was a waste. Could have had another day of Casa Amor, but I'm hoping at least tomorrow's episode is like actually all Casa Amor. And then at the end, like, I know it said like we're going to have the recoupling, but I'm assuming it's going to be like, okay, the recoupling is going to happen now on Thursday. You'll see the recoupling. Like, that's what I'm expecting.
I wish on Friday it would be over. Whatever, they can do this. It's fine. So yes, Casa Amor has started, but before Casa Amor, we did get to see, you know, a little bit, of poorly aged footage of Will and Kira talking about how the environment outside of the villa would be nice for them to give it a try.
Yeah, I know. Will and Kira, that's the thing, is a lot of these couples do really well in the villa, but they live across the country or, you know, close to it. Whereas Will and Kira found someone, oddly enough, that actually lives in Hawaii like they do. So long distance wasn't too much of a worry. They really could have a fighting chance on the outside. And seems like they're excited to explore that.
Well, Will's excited to explore lots of things. So we also get Josh and Shannon have a little check-in, kind of talking about how they're a really strong relationship. But Josh is like, oh, but like, we shouldn't close ourselves off to new people. And I feel like Shannon does the Shannon thing of getting like pretty defensive instantly of like, wait, could your head be turned? Like, what are you talking about?
See, what this read to me was Josh is not turning, but Josh is still going to make out with people in challenges, and don't expect him not to.
Yeah, he'll kiss anyone in a challenge. We already know that.
Or out of a challenge.
Hey, we don't have as much experience with that.
We'll see. We'll see. There was one that was a little questionable for me, but we'll get there.
Okay. Okay. Then, basically, I don't know. There's like Trina, like, brings up to Will, like, her past traumas. But like, I just feel like she and Cinco and Cash need to just like sit in a room and just like all put everything out and then just make a decision because I'm bored.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the producers having Casa Amore here before they really get to figure this out, have a conversation? Do you think that they should have pushed Cinco and Cash and Trina to talk things out that morning? Be like, we need the footage, like, wink, wink.
Yeah, and I think they should have pushed it, because if like decisions had been made, then like maybe Trina, well, I don't know though. Cause the thing is like, if Trina's not picked, I don't think she's going to go have a lot of fun in Casa Amore anyways. Mm-hmm. Senko's gonna do his same bullshit regardless, and then this way Cash is still having fun, so it might be better this way actually.
Yeah, I think it probably is better. Trina even says at one point, like, I don't think that there's anyone here for me besides Cinco. Like, I'm already so invested. So I don't know that Trina's exploring. And also, they have to know, for the most part, none of these guys really seem interested in Trina, unfortunately. So I don't know that the producers were too concerned on whether or not Trina was going to be finding someone in Casa Amore.
The producers don't care about anybody finding someone, or they would have put someone in for Olivia.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I honestly wonder if it was a lack of caring about Olivia specifically, or if it was like not caring about someone.
Well, but maybe everyone, you know, just doesn't care about Olivia specifically.
They probably didn't expect Olivia to be here, to be fair.
Yeah, she shouldn't be. Ugh, still so mad. Then there's like, Josh is like annoyed that he's not trusted, but that's old news. There's like a little bit of awkwardness in the morning because Cinco is still like all kissy with whoever he's with in his bed, because that's what Cinco does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then he says to some of the boys, like, you know, me and Trina were like lovey-dovey, but it was kind of awkward. So I think Cinco has started to make up his mind a little bit at this point.
Well, too little, too late, bucko. Whatever. So the boys win a day out for winning the Love Island Games, the stupid Olympics that we watched for 7 years last week. So they all head out. There's more discussion of the Cash Cinco Trina of it all, but again, I don't care about it at all. Mm-hmm. And this is when the girls get a text that they are headed to Casa Amore and they have to pack their bags, which is like a little bit of a different way to set up Casa Amore. And I thought it really worked well.
I think so too. Usually I feel like there's like a, ooh, you have to sneak out early in the morning before anyone notices you. And I just don't believe that no one's waking up. Maybe it's so early that everyone's, you know, completely exhausted, conked out. But, I did not hate this, because I really expected, like, boys are gone, girls packed the boys' bags for them. But I like that, you know what, the girls got to go ahead and see the new villa for themselves.
Yeah, I really liked it. I like that the women got to pack for themselves. They still got to do their, like, sneaky stuff of, like, hiding their underwear or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it took out the opportunity to, like, sabotage the dudes. I've been like, I'm not giving them any nice shirts, which I feel like always falls flat. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it worked really, really well.
They don't wear shirts anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, but sometimes women get to feel like they're sabotaging it, you know? I really liked this, because then the guys are out and they're going to come back to the new women. But mm-hmm. first we've got, Ariel comes into the Casa Amore villa with the women, and we get the new men.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Five new men.
Five and new men.
One was not advertised.
See, this is why you don't watch the advertisements, because someone will get pulled at a moment's notice. So we've got Gabe, who is 27 from Miami, a model slash personal trainer. He calls himself a nerd in a Chad's body.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate Gabe, which is a problem, because I feel like we should hate Gabe.
See, here's the thing. Gabe, very attractive. Very attractive. I can tell he's a horrible person based on that fact alone. But when he starts talking about how he's like Josh 2.0, I'm like, ugh, get lost, buddy. And anyone who refers, like, I feel like specifically when men refer to other men as Chads, it just shows that they've spent a little bit too much time on Reddit. And not like a good part of Reddit.
I don't know. I feel like Chad has entered like the popular vernacular, but I don't really hear many guys referring to themselves as a Chad. I feel like it's more of a derogatory thing.
And I feel like when it's not a derogatory thing, it's the schmim schmells.
Well, I feel he's almost like, I'm not a Chad, but I get that I look like one. It's like, you're still a Chad.
I'm not like other boys. Like, I'm not like other model and personal trainers from Miami. Shut up.
I feel like you don't call yourself a Josh 2.0 if you're not a Chad. Like,
literally.
Okay.
So you get Roel 24, also Miami, a pro basketball player who says he's the life of the party.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that casting really just set up shop in a bar in Miami.
Yeah, well, like that's where the bars were open. Where else were they to go?
That's so real. Because I feel like we have some people on the existing cast from Miami. There's three new people from Miami, one from the greater Florida area. I'm starting to think really that may be the place that they were able to hold at open casting calls more easily.
Literally.
Or now, at least people were more willing to go stand in a line.
Well, yeah, they're like, oh, I need to stand really close to a bunch of other people during the pandemic. Sure.
I've been doing that every day.
Yeah, that's my favorite activity. Okay, now every time I see the name Raul, it just reminds me of Nikki Graham saying Raul in BB Can 4.
Yep.
And she's like, same. There's a name where I'm from. It's called Paul. Why isn't it called Raul? Kills me. Ugh.
Yeah, but I like Raul. I think he's cool. I feel like we didn't get to see a ton of him early on. I thought that he was gonna be making inroads, but kind of disappeared over the course of the three episodes we got.
Yeah, he put his face on a milk carton because he is missing. Okay, next we get Cam, who is 25 from New Jersey, a grad student, brings up being interested in Kira,
drops that real quick.
Which, like, yeah, I feel like you could just tell the minute you met her that she's, like, not having any of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he realized, like, this is going nowhere. Let me redirect my attention.
Yes, exactly. We also get Andrew, who is 29 from Scranton, Pennsylvania, head of marketing and athlete management. And he thinks everyone is too comfortable.
Yeah, well, Andrew, I didn't see you doing much to mix things up. So, I don't know. He came in. I remember he said he's, like, coming after Shannon and, like, maybe not the right target, my guy. I feel like Olivia is right there and you are probably going to be her type based on things that I've seen. So, I feel like Andrew may have had the wrong target in mind here.
Yeah, I think it's all well and good to come in as, like, a tempter and be like, I'm going to go for, like, the most established couple and I'm going to blow it up. And it's like, no, the name of the game is getting into the main villa. You need to pick someone that does not have an existing relationship. Like, I feel like they really, if someone had really shown Trina focused attention, I think she could have easily been won over. I think Olivia would throw her life down for Andrew. Like, he's exactly everything that she's been looking for to a T. I think, like, anyone going for cash, I, like, don't trust them because I don't believe them. But at least that's, like, a good strategic move.
Interesting, because we're about to get next. Charlie, 30, from Houston, owns a semi-trucking company, and he's here for cash. Do we not trust Charlie?
So here's the thing, okay? I want to trust Charlie. Everything Charlie has said has been amazing, but I have a little voice in the back of my head. It's our friend Chappelle telling me to stop believing in these couples on this show. And I'm listening to Chappelle. I think that coming in saying that you're interested in cash is like number one, the best strategy to have here.
Oh yeah.
Like 100%. He's definitely the smartest at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I trust it. Do you?
I want to, and I think it's coloring my vision a little bit, but I do want to. He's likable. He's entertaining. I don't want to see cash revert back to Cinco.
I'll be furious.
I feel like it is coming, but we'll get there later. I don't know. I want her to at least really feel it out and have the options on the table. I like Charlie. He's given her no real reason to second guess that. So currently I am for Charlie and Cash at the moment.
I'm more for Charlie and Cash than I am Cinco and Cash. And I do feel like Cinco is the type of person who, when Cash comes back with Charlie, is going to be like, oh, well, I guess she doesn't like me. And like, be upset about it, even though he's been jerking multiple women around this whole season.
Yeah, I kind of had that same read where I don't know if he's going to just immediately shut down, but I'm very interested to find out.
I mean, his normal state is like one step away from being shut down. So,
well, you say that, but all he wants is for people to open up to him. So I don't know. It's a little bit of a paradox.
Because he wants them to do the emotional labor that he is not willing to do. And he's too afraid of hurting people to say anything about how he feels. And as a result, he's only going to hurt people more. I'm like very out on Cinco at this point.
Yeah, I am still interested in Cinco, the TV character, but I am not really rooting for. He's okay. There's no drama without the thruple. I don't want the thruple to continue, but I do want to see the fallout of it breaking apart at this point.
Ugh, he can go. It's fine. So we do find out that Andrew and Gabe say they're there for Shannon. Raul and Charlie say that they are into Cash. Cam says, oh, I'm into Kira. And Olivia's like, well, I'm not shutting anyone out based on my type. And it's like, yeah, no one's interested in you, bub. Like, okay.
That's exactly like no one's like stepped forward for Olivia at this little meeting. And she's like, well, I'm open. Like, we get it. You are here.
She's like, I'm single and ready to mingle.
Which I don't believe she's fully open to anyone here. But you know what? I am glad to have Olivia at least saying it. It's opposed to the Olivia that we had for the first half of Love Island, who seemed to be completely closed off to anyone.
Yeah, but what if Amy was here?
Oh, you don't have to talk me into wanting Amy here over Olivia. Like, there's obvious. I was borderline an Amy stan, joking, obviously, but no. People overuse the word stan, and I don't stan anyone on this Love Island cast. But, like, Amy was one of my favorites. Olivia was one of my least favorites. So you don't have to convince me.
Oh, I'm so annoyed that she's here. It's fine. Okay, so then we go back to the main villa, and we get the new girls. So we have Jenny with a G. Her name is Genevieve. She's 22, from Pennsylvania. She is confident and not scared of the competition. She knows Shannon and is interested in Josh.
Jenny, thank you for being messy. Like, this is what I want. I want mess. I wish she followed through a little bit more on this mess, but I am excited also that they acknowledged it on the show, because there's been so much speculation of other Islanders knowing each other before. So I was worried that they weren't going to fuel the other rumors by acknowledging this one, which seemed pretty concrete. And luckily they did admit it. So that makes me maybe think the other ones weren't so much a strong possibility, but who knows?
Or they're giving you this one to make you stop believing the others, even though they're all true.
I don't know. I feel like this one was unavoidable, but I'm happy that they acknowledge this on the show.
I just feel like it's one thing to go through the casting and be like, oh yeah, I know Shannon and I want to take her man. And then to actually like be there in front of the people and be like, We have all the same friends back home.
Yeah. You know what, Jenny, though? Bad strategy coming straight into the villa and being like, I'm best friends with Shannon's sister. Because, first of all, giving us bad TV, let Josh think he has an open pass and none of you are going to rat him out. And then also, I can guarantee you, Josh went to all of the other boys in the villa and was like, no one's bringing Jenny back in. We are not having her snitch to what I did to Shannon. That's not allowed.
Yeah, she really was not thinking. She should have saved that for the confessionals, but whatever, Jenny.
It happens. Maybe the producers were like, get it out there. But I mean, either way, I don't think it's going to actually end up affecting that much. But I was hoping it came out a little later.
I mean, it could have had an impact, but it definitely won't now.
True, true.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Then we get Leslie. She's 24, originally from Texas, but she does live in LA. And the moment she said she wants an unproblematic man, she won me over for life.
Mm-hmm. Also said she wanted no drama, and I can relate to wanting no drama, but wanting to observe it. But I'm not Leslie, so I was hoping she would be fine with having a little drama.
I really like
Leslie, though.
Yeah, I think she's the standout from Casa Amor for sure.
Mm-hmm. In terms of like a solo TV character, a lot of them are popping in couples, but I like Leslie probably the most on her own out of anyone that we got.
Yeah, I'm actually like kind of annoyed that she's from Casa Amor and not like main villa, to be honest, because I really like her. I feel like she's really fun. I feel like she has a really like upfront communication style. I think her purple hair looks amazing. She has beautiful tattoos. But she's also just like so classically beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like her a lot. I want good things for her. And I feel like she knows what she's doing.
I believe also that she has a pretty good number of TikTok followers. I believe from there, people have seen that she is openly bisexual, which would be nice to get.
She mentioned it on the show, too.
I know she talked about like being open with her sexuality. I missed if she did say she was openly bisexual.
She didn't say it in so many words, but she was like speaking very openly about how living in LA, she meets so many more open people and how she like has always been open about like who she dates, but feels more comfortable with it in LA. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was pretty clear what that was pointing at, but you're right. She didn't say it in so many words.
Yeah, I felt like that was very much left open to interpretation of like a woman who can speak openly about her sexuality versus a woman who is bisexual. Like those are two different things. And I think either one of them could have been very applicable there. So it would have been nice to have explicitly bisexual representation on the show, which always have acknowledged that this is a shortcoming of most reality TV dating show formats is the lack of queer representation. But liking Leslie regardless.
Yeah, really like her. We also have Isabel. She is 21 from Minnesota, the baby of the season. She says she's never been in a relationship, but she will ghost anyone for any reason, which I do deeply relate to, and indicates that she's interested in Corey.
Yeah, see, Isabel, right strategy.
Strategy.
Go for Corey. 21, so young to be on the show, but
so
yes,
young
the right strategy.
To be alive. Like, there's, depending on when her birthday is, she may have been born in the year 2000.
Well, you know what? It happens. It's a lot.
It's it makes me deeply uncomfortable. I feel 87 years old. It's fine. We get Kay, 24 from Florida. She calls herself the perfect package delivered to the wrong doorstep, which I love.
Phenomenal line. Like, so good. I don't know if she came up with it, but great line.
It's like straight line, dash line, iconic line.
Yeah, big fan. I've never heard it before, but she, I don't know that she is the author of said line, but I'm a big fan.
I'm giving her credit anyways.
She's the first to bring it to me, so I'll exactly. thank her for that.
I do like she's attracted to Cinco, and it's like, oh Lord, another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here I was like, oh boy, like let's start fresh for Cinco here. But it did not seem like she and Cinco connected that well from everything that we've seen. We had a couple of conversations with her, but I'm not seeing this go anywhere so far.
No, I would agree with you on that. And then our last new girl is Flo. She is 26 from Miami. And she says, you know what? She wants someone mature. And every time she dates someone, her standards go up. So good for you, Flo.
Yeah, it seemed like every guy immediately was like all eyes on Flo. So Flo's doing something right.
Well, it's definitely. Just her body, Scally. Haven't you heard?
Everyone, you know, with like some purebreds. I was like,
can we not what? Talk about women like that? Like, this WTF.
I'm very concerned about the implications that were brought there. They're like, oh, yeah, from some other planet. I was like, OK, yeah, but I like Flo. I think she's cool. One thing I did notice with all of the women's introductions is for all of the men's introductions, we get their jobs, but not for the women's.
I'm yeah, because women can't work a job, Scally. What are you thinking?
I was like, is this the show's doing? Are we hiding the fact that, like, oh, here's a 21 and 22 year old? Are we like, what was the purpose here? But yeah, something that raised a flag for me.
I'll say it, a red flag.
Yeah, not ideal.
I like, they can't all be students.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of these people has a job.
Well, you know, maybe it's hi and I'm a TikTok star, hi and I'm an Instagram influencer, and they wanted to hide that, but I don't know, it did not seem, I don't believe it. I think a lot of these guys' jobs are really like stuff that they used to do and now they are on Instagram or something, so
I mean,
who knows.
The thing is, even if someone's like, hi, I'm an influencer, you could be like, hey, can you say I'm an actress? Like, oh, hey, can you, like, there's ways around. They could say something. They could have said, hi, Shannon's sister's best friend. Like, they could have put something in that spot on the Chiron. It's weird that they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't even get where Flo was from until a later conversation. So
and we don't like, even, oh. We don't, it's in, like, I don't know. Ugh, just ugh, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, she's from Germany and we didn't know until like quite a while. So, okay. I don't know. I was just like, this is a woman that is on my screen and I know nothing about her.
Well, she's built different, Scally.
Hi, I'm Flo. I'm a purebred.
I feel like if we could just like sit people down and just like explain to them, there's some things that you shouldn't say, let alone think.
Wild.
Like they shouldn't even be thinking that little like, ugh, gross.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking why men, you know? So the girls all chat about who they're into. Everyone's like, oh, Corey's so gorgeous. Leslie's like, ooh, Will's my type. And that is when the men come back and they see that it is five new women and they are confused.
Mm-hmm. I love they like poke the head out and immediately run back inside like they just saw a monster.
Yeah, they saw the purple hair and were like, wait, we don't know her.
So, yeah, very funny reaction. I like that they come back and like the women are already gone. So I like that we got a little bit of the girls telling each other who they're into before even. So excited to see the new dynamics unfold.
Yes, I loved how they like got into the makeup room and were like, it's too clean in here. Like, what's going on?
Also, a telltale sign.
I need to point out something. It's been bugging me, but I notice it every time. So I'm sure you've noticed that they have all these yellow blow dryers.
No, but go on.
Okay, so there's a yellow blow dryer at every station. That is the iconic Drybar Buttercup blow dryer. And they are not cheap. These blow dryers retail at like $175 each.
Solid.
And they just have like 10 of them. And it's and I'm not like jealous. Like, I actually do have one of those blow dryers. I've had it for almost 10 years.
So you just wanted to bring it up so you could flex.
No. I highly recommend, if anyone's looking for a blow dryer, just buy an expensive blow dryer, it'll change your life and it will last for like 10 years. But I just like, they have so many of them, and then they have all the brushes from that brand, which is also really expensive. And like all of their hair tools are from that brand and they're also expensive. And I'm like jealous of that. I'm not jealous of the blow dryers. I'm jealous of everything else. But it's all I can see every time they show the Get Ready Room.
And, you know, never would have noticed. So I'm glad that we have.
I can't believe you didn't notice the yellow blow dryers.
It's not what I'm paying attention to. I'm busy over here taking notes. I'm not looking at yellow blow dryers.
Oh, my God. Whatever. OK. So basically, instantly is when Jenny reveals that she knows Shannon's little sister. And Josh is like, great, I can prove my trust.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, yeah. Boring.
I have a little scribe here to take notes on everything I'm doing, and I'm going to be perfectly good.
Yeah. Oh, I can't get away with anything.
Mm-hmm. Problem is, Jenny needs to make it into the villa, which seemed like a lock early on, and now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm not feeling so confident about her anymore, but it's fine. Senko is like, yeah, I think that my connection with Cash is stronger. And it's like, well, good timing to figure that out.
Yeah, like exactly one day late. So not ideal, but I did like the girls telling the boys, like, you guys need to take more risk. And I feel like if you're coming into this villa, it would not do for anyone that is going to be on Love Island and definitely listening to this podcast, like, get in their heads. Tell them that they're so boring on TV.
Gaslight them. Gaslight them.
Oh, America loves you, but they hate your partner. Like, I want drama. Give me, especially on this season, like, just give me drama no matter what the cause.
Literally gaslight them, please. Especially gaslight Jeremy. It's fine. So Shannon misses Josh so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yawn.
But Josh 2.0 is right there.
Yeah, I heard he's a better, faster, stronger version of Josh.
Yeah, so you know what? When you have a chat around, it's not, you know, but Shannon does not seem that interested in Gabe outside of thinking he's super gorgeous.
Which, like, you know what? She has eyes.
Fair point, Shannon. But like, also,
we know.
It does not feel like she really was ever open to getting to know anyone else.
No, she's locked and loaded with Josh. She's ready to win the 100,000 with him. She's not putting that at risk. He might, but she won't.
Yeah. And I was surprised to hear that Olivia says the only people she can vibe with based on physical attraction are Cam and Charlie. So already closing people off based on their initial looks.
And I think she's lying about it.
Yeah, I was very confused because also her whole thing she said was she just wants to feel small and feminine. And I thought they said that Cam was the smallest guy there. So I'm confused.
And I also just feel like it needs to be said for the record, as someone who also struggles with this and likes to be with like someone who is larger, to be like, oh, I'm so tiny. You gotta stop. You gotta get over it. You just have to get over it. It's not how the world works. I'm growing, Scally.
Exactly.
And Olivia needs to as well.
Big time. Definitely fair.
Right.
But I like back in the main villa when they're getting, when like it's a little boys chat and they say like only name top one girl of your choice. That's it. We need to know. And I appreciate this because I also want to know.
That's right. Did any of the answers surprise you?
I wouldn't say any particularly surprised me. I guess in retrospect, Will saying Leslie and not Flo, maybe. But I wouldn't say that I like had anyone in mind for any person.
Yeah, I agree. I was surprised that Josh would say Jenny, even knowing that Jenny knows Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's like that's not going to reflect well on you.
That's super fair. I was also surprised that I don't think we got Corey's answer, which like is the one guy who's super single in here. And it's like, oh, it doesn't matter. We don't even have to tell you.
Yeah, we'll find out at the recoupling. Production doesn't want us to know.
Ugh, but I do.
Well, production doesn't play, okay?
Yeah, well, at least Flo is confident and she wants to go for Will, so...
She's like, I don't care what Kira has to offer. I'm going for Will, and that's on that.
And I know that, like you just said, go for like the easy target, but I do appreciate the tempters and temptresses. Like, great move, guys. Give me the drama. Well,
I do think specifically with this group, I feel like the women have been getting a lot more locked in than the men have. And so I think with being like one of the women tempters, you could easily go for a more locked in guy and maybe at least get them to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like the women have been more locked in. So if you're going to be tempting them, you kind of have to go for more of the single.
Yeah, I think it's very dependent on the person always. So obviously has seemed to work much more on the men's side of the villa here.
Yeah. And I think that's just specifically this group of men. Like I'm not trying to generalize.
Yeah, it worked on Mackenzie last year. So can work.
It can work. You just have to know your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Cinco and Leslie have a little conversation about both being from the South.
Yeah, a cute little conversation. I didn't really expect anything to come from this at this point. I was like, oh, we're just getting like a nice little check-in. Go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, it's just weird because I felt like this wasn't a particularly compelling conversation. I felt like it was awkward. I didn't really see an actual connection there. And then it turns out to matter a lot more later. So I was very surprised. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Leslie even says like Cinco wasn't initially on her radar. I think she probably thought that the whole love triangle was a little too messy to get involved with. And it's probably right. But, you know, as soon as she realizes that like he pulled her first, he decided that like out of anyone here, he is going to pull Leslie. I think that her mind started to, you know, run a little bit and see the possibilities.
She's like, okay, I'll TV. Okay, TV time.
Exactly.
And I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy and Jenny bond because they've both done gymnastics. Find a way to get me to care about you less than showing anything but hatred for Jeremy.
Oh, Jenny. And you know what? Actually, I spoke too soon. Jenny with the good strategy of going for Jeremy here. I don't want Jenny ultimately to end up with Jeremy. I think that she knows that this is not a winning position for her, but anything to get into the villa to start at least.
I strictly want Jeremy to die alone.
Oh no.
There's no shame in dying alone.
Yeah, but I don't think you mean it in a productive, nice manner.
I don't really care what manner it is, but I'm sick of seeing him have these stupid relationships.
Ugh, you know what? Well, Jenny acknowledges she thought that he would be an asshole moving in, and she might be in love, which strong words, Jenny, strong words.
Jenny, get it out of your pants, like, or keep it in your pants, whatever you need to do to not have this opinion anymore.
Yeah, no, not ideal here.
It's the furthest thing from ideal I can think of. Shannon and Gabe talk about like being each other's type. I did like in this conversation how Shannon's like, I'm brutally honest and like people don't like it. And he's like, no, like I like it. And she's like, no, but like right now you like it, but it could become a problem.
Yeah.
I related to that on a deep level.
can as well at times, on both sides of the spectrum, I guess. But I like them. I feel like they did click pretty well. I think if Gabe had originally entered the villa instead of Josh, and Josh was on Casa Amor, like either one of these could have been a happy, fine relationship. But Gabe is just running into a brick wall that's like, it's not changing.
Well, yeah, Shannon's heart is with Josh.
Her heart.
They met 2 weeks ago. Her heart is with him.
So
again, we do know that he was good in the hideaway, so that could be part of it.
Allegedly. We'll talk about the Monday episode.
Isabel and Corey chat. Isabel talks about how she likes older men. Isn't Corey like 25?
He's 26 years old, the way that I threw up watching this episode.
He's ancient, basically.
I threw up. I understand that he is relatively older. Hearing this is truly horrific. Like, if someone calls you, like, if someone was like, oh, I love an older woman,
I'm going to hang up on you right now.
Jump out of my skin. I hate it. It was so horrific. It is not appealing. Again, I understand that he is 5 years older than her, but calling Corey an older man, it made me die inside.
Well, this is like when Slade called Olivia an older woman and Olivia's my age, and I was like, Slade's gotta go.
It is horrific. It's so bad. It does not come off like the compliment you think it does, Isabel. Like, it's not going well. Maybe Corey does not care, but oh, that is a dagger.
You are not saying what you think you're saying, and you are simply making America hate you.
It might be hot for you to think that you're with an older man. It is not hot for Corey to be considered an older man. Oh no.
It's deeply troubling to me. Especially Corey has such a baby face.
Mm-hmm. Like, he looks like a child.
Yeah, he doesn't look old at all. I mean, maybe I'm old, but like, I don't think I'm old. I think I'm young. I don't know.
I'm baby. But no, I did appreciate Isabel coming in and being like, so I'm sleeping in your bed tonight and I like you and we're going to couple up. I was like, oh, okay. I'm take good
charge.
With this.
I do think Corey needs someone who's going to take charge.
I agree, especially based on some later conversations.
Cinco finds the stuff that Cash left in his closet.
Yeah, what a move, considering that they had not solidified anything.
You know what she said? I want you to keep thinking about me. She said, if you're going to be an F-boy, I'm going to F right back with you.
I'm wondering if Trina went to leave something in his closet and was like, oh. Slowly closes the door.
Imagine if Trina did leave something and Cash went in and took it down and put up hers.
Ooh, drama.
I would have liked to see it.
I don't know. But Jeremy already saying how he's stuck in it with Jenny. Like, Jeremy falls so hard, I feel like.
But also not, because in 5 minutes, I guarantee you he's going to be like, me and Jenny are like best friends and that's all.
No, I agree. Like, he like has the initial fall and like, then he just pretends, totally forgets about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he pretends that he's in love.
Yeah,
with
it burns
he meets.
Bright and fast.
It's that candle that burns twice as bright.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's like seven times as bright.
And it's a very unappealing candle.
It smells bad. Looks bad. Melts into a weird shape. We hate it. We want it to be alone.
Okay, we get it. We get it.
At Casa Amor, we find out that Trina prefers cats to dogs.
Are you still Team Cash?
I mean, listen. Yes, I'm okay. Still Team Cash. But I do love that she's like, no, I like cats better. But I also like that who is she talking to at that moment?
I think it was Gabe.
Yeah, I think it was Gabe, how they're like, oh, but what kind of dog do I have? Like, it's a Pomeranian. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it was nice that neither of them got like into an argument about it. Cause I feel like sometimes people are so wild over the conversation of cats versus dogs. Like, just because I prefer cats, does that mean I hate dogs? And that's the truth for the vast majority of cat people and dog people. I mean, honestly, I think they mostly just hate boundaries. But like, most dog people too aren't gonna be like, ugh, all cats must die. They're just like, I prefer to have a dog. Like, it's not that deep.
It's stupid when people get like, I have to hate one because I like the other. Like, you can be wrong and still appreciate dogs at the same time. So I'm glad to see that nice civil conversation over cats versus dogs here.
We'll see about civil later. Brat. Cam and Olivia start like a little flirt romance.
Yeah, kind of out of nowhere. Again, Olivia says that Cam was one of two guys that she was physically attracted to in the villa, but I did not see this one coming. I would not have predicted this.
I still don't believe her.
We'll see what happens. Olivia cannot end like truly forever alone in this villa if she does not end up with Cam.
Honestly, good. She should have been home already. She is living on borrowed time. And the way
like production is giving them no airtime so that like, okay, maybe she'll actually get voted out this time. Because I don't feel like I know anything about the couple.
The way Giovanni would have been living for Casa Amor, and we don't get to see it because we're seeing Jeremy and Jenny.
Imagine had Olivia broke it off with Giovanni and then the next day he goes into Casa Amor. We were so close.
We almost got what we deserved. We were still mad at the cast. Fed. I once again will never forgive this cast for what they've done to me personally, the personal offense that they've done. I will never.
Yeah, I did really like the next scene of Andrew and Cachet, and I was like, a coupling I did not see coming, but Andrew's talks about how she's so gorgeous. Does trip up a little bit here, I think, where he's like, I love your short hair, and I think it's so much better than the long hair with the wig. Like, all right, don't need to give a backhanded compliment, Andrew. Let's not comment on Cash's hair in a negative light. That seems like a bad move.
Like, literally, all you had to say was, I like your short hair. And then say nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
So weird. Cause like you still are insulting her. Like I understand that you gave a compliment before this, but
it's like,
that, sure.
That wig she chose and she likes, and it looks good too. And so maybe don't.
Yeah. I didn't see. Yeah. I don't know, but I like Cash them being like, he's so sweet and he compliments me a lot, but there's no connection there. He's Kendall and we can be friends.
I do like that. Like Cash is ready to just like, have a great time and cost him more.
Cause I feel like they don't usually use airtime on stuff like this. Like we're getting a lot of conversations that like end up leading somewhere. Whereas here we get a conversation where it was interesting and like told you a little bit about each person and ultimately like Cash is not interested in him at all.
Yeah. Production knows what we want to see and that's Cash. Kira and Cam have a conversation. But Kira like tries to say she doesn't want to close a door and then instantly goes crying to the other girls.
Yeah. Kira is talking to Cam like from the other side of the like thick oak door. Like, hello out there. Like, I'm still maybe interested in speaking to you, but there's no interest there at all.
No, she can't do it. She cannot hack it at Casa Amor. And she's just like, ugh, if the guys are so great, what are the new girls like? Oh, no.
I love the thought that like, oh, the quality of person at the other villa completely relates to the quality of person that is also in this villa. And before this, I thought they would be absolutely terrible.
Well, and the other thing too is it's like these guys are not that great.
I think the women are better.
Women are much better.
Sorry, Kira.
So yeah, Kira's in for a rude awakening.
Especially when she comes in and there are three to four of them still there.
Oh yeah. Flo and Will have a little like check-in. Will's like, oh, what, you don't think I'm boring?
Which tells me that people said that he's boring on the show.
Well, they didn't lie.
Yeah, you know what, I think good wake-up call. Exactly what I was saying. Go into this villa and tell people both like the reaction on the outside, but especially if it's going to make them give us a little more drama. So I think this helped.
Gaslight them. Normally, I'm not a fan of gaslighting, but in this situation, I will make an exception if it provides drama for me.
Yeah, it really is. We're going to be selective still. But in this case, tell them.
Yes, exactly.
And this isn't even a lie. Will is boring on the show.
He's not on the show.
Yeah, until this point. I think Will got a lot more interesting in Casa Amor, but we did not know anything about Will and Kira except that they make out all the time.
Literally. And they don't know anything about Will and Kira because all they do is make out all the time.
That is fair. We saw the results of that game.
We also get Charlie and Cash vibe, and they have a really amazing conversation where Cash confides in him that she knows that it's going to be really difficult for her to have children, and she's never talked to a guy about it before, and he is so understanding and smooth about it. And I really think a conversation like that is something that does help to build something.
Yep. Cash says she's never talked to any guy about it at all, and like Charlie doesn't make a big deal or ask a million questions about it. Like, he just continues the conversation, and like, that was the exact right reaction. It's what she was looking for. Talks about how monumental of a moment it was for her. He'll never know quite the impact that he had there, but I like it a lot. I feel like, obviously, we all know, like, society puts immense pressure and like expectations on, like, first of all, relationships, and then having children and like the traditional way and the traditional order and whatever else. And so I thought, like, good representation for, like, not everything goes how society may dictate.
Yeah. And I really liked how he was like, yeah, I mean, that's no big deal at all. Like, it could be a thing where, like, if you need a surrogate, you need a surrogate. Like, it's just how you're going to have a family. Like, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
Liked that a lot. Cinco and Kay talk, but I don't think Cinco really vibed with her.
Yeah. Like, Cinco has been told multiple times by both Trina and Cash, like, I want to be your top choice. Like, I don't want to be second. Like, I feel like I'm second. And then Kay thinks it's a good idea to be like, so I want to be someone's top choice and I don't want to be second to Cash. Like, maybe wait one day before you say that.
Or maybe, like, bear with me, go talk to somebody else. If you want to be someone's first choice, don't talk to Cinco.
Yeah, I just, like, don't use the same verbiage that's made it obvious that you've watched their conversations on the show. Not ideal here. I don't think really anything connected at all in this conversation. I like Kay. I think she seems cool, but maybe start moving on to someone else over here.
Yeah, it's a no for me in this particular coupling, but still have faith in Kay. Josh and Flo, like, have a decent conversation, but really, like, meh, whatever.
Of no consequence.
It's also just like how, like, Raul and Cash also have a conversation just about how, like, Miami's a constant party. But, like, I also feel like nothing came from that.
Yeah, it did sell me on Miami when things are a little safer, but not too much for Cash. I thought they connected decently well, though. Like, I thought there was a possibility here, whereas I did not see it with Flo and Josh.
Yeah, but I just think with Cash, like, anyone who seems willing to have fun is going to seem like a possibility, and that doesn't necessarily make them a possibility.
That's very fair. I mean, they had their little, like, dancing moment. Things seemed fun. But I think not a good sign when she's like, you're terrible at hugging. Like, someone being bad at hugging, you have to be, like, bad.
How are you bad at hugging?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, is he, like, she's patting her on the smooth, back? Though. Like, I don't know.
I rewound and rewatched this hug because I was like, well, how bad was he? I didn't see it being that bad. But I don't know what Cash is looking for in hugs. I'm going to start analyzing all of Cash's hugs from now on.
Okay, perfect. We'll have Cash Hug Corner next time.
Exactly. Remind me.
Well, you're the one who has to analyze it, so...
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
We also get, they play Tower of Truth. It's like the Jenga one where you have to do dares. I feel like what was notable here. Cash kissing Raul. They had to do a Spider-Man kiss and it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I hated it.
Why was she sucking on his tongue like that?
Yeah.
Is like, that how people are kissing these days?
Give a passionate kiss. I passionately hated this moment.
It kept going. It kept going and going and going. And his tongue was just like out of his mouth, just like flopping around like a dead fish. And she's just like sucking it up. And I'm like, listen, if two people are kissing and that's what they're doing and they're having a good time, peace be with you. Okay. Yeah. But not on my TV screen, not on my watch.
Like a Death Eater sucking the soul out of someone's body. It was not fun for me personally.
It was so gross. If anybody listening, if your kissing style is to just stick your tongue in someone's mouth and or to just suck on someone's tongue, I want you to reevaluate. There are better ways to do it. I've never personally tried that way, but I can tell you that you could be a better kisser if you just stopped doing those things.
Cash won, or tied at least, for the best kisser in that competition, and I am reevaluating everything, knowing that Shannon and Cash won.
First of all, we saw that they were doing like an exorcism with their necks. I do think like part of what makes Cash a good kisser is probably that she goes with whatever the other person is doing. So when Raul is like, let me flop my whole tongue out, she's like, okay, I'm going to go with it. He probably had a really enjoyable time.
Oh, I did not need the tongue sandwich on TV. It was not fun.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen possibly in my entire life. I hated it. Like when Flo did the Spider-Man kiss to Will, was not so disgusting.
Yeah, no, was a great kiss. Had a great time. Not as good a time as Will, obviously. But yeah, it was night and day.
It's a public service announcement. Do not just stick your tongue in someone's mouth like that.
Ugh,
and don't suck someone's tongue like that. I don't care. I don't care if you enjoy it. Stop enjoying it. Do something else.
This is the one place you will kink shame.
Yeah, honestly, I won't kink shame, but I will shame this.
I don't know if that was more disappointing to me or if Kira having to kiss the top three Islanders of the opposite sex, and she's like, can I please put it back? Can I not do it? And she just kisses the first three boys in a row on the cheek.
Yeah, whatever. Kira, get lost.
Bored.
I feel like Shannon's lap dance was also very boring. Considering how much like neck action she normally has, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I thought Shannon's whole body would be in a tornado, but did not happen.
Tornado. Oh my god. But yeah, I feel like those are the key highlights. And then we move into the Paramount Plus exclusive episode.
See, we get more Tower of Truth right at the beginning here. Nothing too exciting,
though. I don't trust Jeremy to assess who's a good kisser and who's a bad kisser. We know he's a bad kisser.
Well, he says he was the worst, so at least he's self-aware.
I'm not giving him any credit for that.
Yeah, I did appreciate Cinco twerking on Kay and then say OnlyFans coming soon.
Hey, get your money.
You know what? I believe someone on the cast already does have one. Okay, I've seen a rumor. This is alleged. I don't know that it's true. But I think people think that Corey has one.
Hey, good for him. Get that money. I didn't need to see Gabe baby birding whipped cream to Olivia. That's something I could have lived without.
Not ideal.
We also see, Kira shockingly doesn't want to share a bed with a new guy. I'm floored.
Yeah. Casa Amor is like two girls to a bed, two guys to a bed, and then one bed of Cash and Charlie.
Yeah, literally.
So, all right, Casa Amor. I don't feel like we're getting much accomplished here.
Like, if you could just get it rolling, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. I did appreciate the Will being, they're like, Will, are you going to sleep in bed with Flo? He's like, okay, Josh, you can sleep in my bed if you want. Nothing's going to happen, but like anyone can sleep in my bed.
He's like, I'll sleep with anyone.
Yeah. And I like Will. Generally, like, Will's personality has shown a lot more since he has been away from Kira.
Well, it's crazy what you can do when your tongue's not in someone else's mouth.
Look at that.
It's wild. So Charlie wants to spend time with Cash. Cam has decided he's focusing on Olivia. And Gabe is like, I'm going to focus on Shannon, but I'll also talk to Olivia.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like maybe after last night, I've seen this. Things are not really going anywhere with Shannon. And I have not seen Gabe talking to Olivia. So I don't know if things are going anywhere either for there.
Yeah, it's over, Gabe. Sorry.
It was nice knowing you, Gabe.
Yeah, was it?
It was fine.
It happened.
It was nice looking at you, Gabe.
Skelly said, I will objectify men. And I love it. I don't even know. Kira and Olivia are like chat. I don't know. I just feel like Kira's like, I'm going to be even stronger with Will. And Olivia's like, I need to meet someone and be open to love. And it's like the exact same conversation over and over and over. Like, I don't care.
That is, it encapsulates the problem for me with this season, as it is the same storyline over and over and over. Right? None of these people have developed. The relationships are stale for the most part. And that's why I am appreciative of Casa Amor, because I feel like we are getting new storylines. Even if we are stuck on the women's side, I feel like a lot more where Trina can't get over Cinco. Kira is so in love with Will. Olivia is going to put herself out there, but ultimately not find anyone. And it's like, all right, at least on the guy side, we are mixing things up. So that is why I am not wanting the recoupling to be so soon, because I love Casa Amor, but I also do want the fallout and I'm a little impatient.
I agree. Can we skip to Never Have I Ever?
Ooh, you want all the way to Never Have I Ever.
I don't care about these conversations. I feel like they are fair. The same conversations over and over again. Well, but Never Have I Ever and Spin the Bottle are fun.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. The only one I would say is I liked Cash getting to talk to Charlie a bit more, saying that she shouldn't have to wait around on somebody. She doesn't want it to burn too fast. So I think a little more context there, but otherwise I'm ready for Never Have I Ever.
Okay, perfect. And not the Netflix show, although that is a great show and everyone should watch it if you haven't already.
I am ready for it, but have not gotten to watch season two yet. So. Ugh,
it's so good, Scally. You have to watch it. Okay, so we find out that Trina has had a threesome.
Ooh, but not one with two guys, she lets us know.
I mean, does that make a big difference?
No, but she, because they do like a Never Have I Ever, and then she's like, she already puts a finger down. And she's like, well, Never Have I Ever had a threesome with two guys. It's like, well, I think you're probably only talking to half the villa on this one. I would have been surprised if Gabe is putting a finger down here. But
honestly, intrigued.
Truly. Would have stand Gabe a lot more.
I would be listening.
Tell me the story. I want to know about this. Like, again, queer representation would have been great.
We need it.
But no, Trina, like, like going, I feel like almost saying that to like clarify, like it wasn't two guys. Like, okay, Trina, we don't care.
She said, let me perform for the male gaze. Olivia says that she's done literally everything. So it's no surprise that she's also joined the Mile High Club.
Yeah. Which we find out was joining the Mile High Club. Cause at first when she says like, oh, I've literally done everything. I feel like everyone always says this and Never Have I Ever. No, you haven't. You just don't think other people at this room have done more than you, which is fair, maybe. But I would be surprised, Olivia.
I've done literally everything. OK, well, everybody drink, because nobody has done literally everything. Shut up.
Yeah, no. I'd love a Never Have I Ever. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird one where you're like, I know I've done more than everyone in this room, so don't know what to say.
I feel like just, you know what? You got to go with something maybe non-sexual then if you've done literally everything else.
Yeah. Well, we find out that Shannon, and again, this is where I'm saying I'm questioning Josh a little bit. Maybe she put a qualifier on here, but Shannon says she has never orgasmed during sex without a vibrator that she was using herself.
Well, I think the thing with Josh was that he like was going down on her. So maybe that might be a little different.
Maybe Josh was working with a little bit of help.
It's also like
which fine.
Very, 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 very common for people with vaginas to not be able to have an orgasm during like penetrative sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's very normal.
Yeah. But again, fine. Incorporate a toy. But I didn't hear. We heard a lot of audio from that hideaway. I didn't hear any buzzing.
I mean, I'm just assuming that he was going down on her and she meant like during like full penning.
Yeah, no, I'm teasing.
Okay, then there's also some spin the bottle. Leslie and Flo make out. Cinco and Kay make out. Corey and Leslie make out. Josh and Leslie make out.
Yeah, well, see, that's the one where it's like Corey and Leslie make out and Corey's like, whoa. And then Josh just stands up. We don't see any dare. We don't see a spin of the bottle. Josh just says, well, let's see what all this fuss is about, and makes out with Leslie. So, yeah, I get it. You're playing a game. But also, no one dared you to do this, Josh. You just decided to make out with Leslie.
Hey, let him live, okay?
Like, sure, it's inside of a game, but... I don't know about this. Does this qualify? Is this breaking the rules of their relationship? I don't know.
I don't know. Ask Will about what counts as a game and what doesn't count as a game. So then it gets us into Tuesday, which I liked the Tuesday episode.
I did too. I thought it was a lot of fun.
So Charlie and Cash talk about how they feel really close to each other already, which I thought was really funny because it's like a close up shot and then it like panned out and they're sitting on like the round couch with everyone else while Cash just like straddles him and they talk about how close they feel.
Not even. I think they're on the floor. She is straddling him and Raul is just watching.
They're like, all...
My God. Yeah, but Raul's the one who's also interested in her. And I was like, well, I guess that's not happening anymore. Yeah.
Everyone is within 5 cubic feet of each other. and Cash is just on him. So iconic. Love
you
that.
You know what? Feel free, but really send in the signal like, good luck, guys. So go find someone else.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm going to tell you something for free. It's not happening. Leslie and Josh also have a conversation where Leslie is like, listen, like the girls are also like really cutting it up probably at Casa Amor. So like, maybe you should keep your mind open. Like the other girls like are interested in you.
Leslie said she did not like drama and she lied. Because Leslie, you're doing exactly what I want. Please convince Josh that like things aren't so safe. Maybe you should be questioning things. Josh holds steady ultimately, but I appreciate the try.
Leslie understands the assignment.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy as that.
I'm very proud.
Yes, me too. She gets a gold star from me. We get a really boring segment about Shannon and Kira like feeling confident in their current relationships. Blech.
More of the same.
But then it instantly shows Will and Flo, and they clearly like each other. And Flo's like, okay, well, let's just like play a game. Let's play truth or dare with two people, and then they just kiss a little bit.
No one ever dared each other. Yeah. No one ever dared. She's like, I still have a dare. He's like, oh, you do? She doesn't. That was her dare.
They were just making out and saying that's truth or dare. I'm going to try that sometime. If there's someone I want to kiss, I'm going to be like, hey, do you want to play truth or dare?
Just grab them.
And then just grab them.
Okay, that's a move. I did appreciate like when everyone's like watching, Leslie runs over and it's like, oh, what's happened? No, I'm pissed. I'm so jealous, because Leslie did come in saying that she was into Will. And I liked her openly acknowledging that, like, that's what I wanted.
Well, and we heard that Will was a really good kisser. And obviously, Leslie's a very good kisser. So they could have really made some magic happen.
If only, if only.
I do like, there was a boys chat, I don't know if it's this one or later on, when they're like, well, Will, who do you like better? And he's literally like, I don't know. And it's just to the boys. Like, he's not saying it to like any girls or anything.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, he's in full like Joker face makeup, or at least half. Like,
oh,
why?
Yeah, because they were having some sort of costume party, I guess.
That we just didn't see?
I don't know. They didn't win the party.
I saw no one else in a costume.
Well, it was really creepy. I did not like his Joker makeup.
I didn't understand. Did he just do this for fun? Which, like, fine if you do, but I would like a little bit of context.
No, I didn't like it. Not fine if you do. I don't freaking know. Yeah. Jeremy's oh, boys, like, I'm not going to tell anyone what to do. Like, don't just, like, be wild. But if you like someone, you should experiment with them.
Look at Jeremy telling other people not to be boring.
Yeah, like, shut up.
No, honestly, thank you for it, Jeremy. Because if you're not going to give me anything interesting, then I thank you for telling other people too.
I guess. I don't know. I can't stand Jeremy.
I don't like him. He was non-offensive for me in these episodes.
Go away. I want him off my screen forever. I don't care.
I ideally would love it, but he was not there enough to, like, offend me.
The fact that he is in Casa Amor offends me. Where is Giovanni?
Again.
Just think. I feel like Giovanni and, like, Leslie could have had, like, a really fun vibe.
You were pretending like I wasn't a bigger fan of Giovanni and Amy. Like, I get it.
Pretending. I just feel like you have just become complacent and you're just like, whatever. The Islanders can just screw me over as a fan whenever they want. Well, I will not stand for that. Okay.
Well, I'm just dealing with what we have. I complained in the moment and now this is what I have in front of me and I'm going to speak about it. I'm still not enjoying Jeremy, but, like, he's here, unfortunately.
And I will complain.
Well, there you go. Oh,
you're so funny.
Oops. Yeah, so we get Will and Flo kissing in bed. Not
Scally,
Kira.
Scally just in the notes wrote Will and Kira just by pure instinct, I think.
You know what? It's a force of
any
habit.
Other episode of the show, it would have been a good bet. So I don't blame you for that. Corey and Leslie have a really cute scene where they, like, stay up all night talking and they get out of bed to eat cereal together. And it was really cute and I liked it a lot.
This was super cute. Thought that they were going to form a relationship off of this. I was like, this is actually leading somewhere. The Cinco and Leslie thing going nowhere. Corey and Isabel going nowhere. It's Leslie and Corey now. But then he says, we were up for 3 to 4 hours and we had a great conversation. We clicked so well. Not 1 second of it was sexual. And I was like, in 3 to 4 hours? Not 1 second?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, that can be a good vibe when you actually like someone. Like, maybe they're having, like, deep life conversations, right? But obviously not, because nothing comes with it.
I agree.
But, like,
and that can
Scally's
develop.
Like, why didn't they kiss more?
Why wasn't he sucking her tongue?
Ew.
No. No. But you're on Love Island. I think that is why Corey is having probably problems in here. That is perfectly fine. You can build something off of that. You can probably have a longer lasting relationship off of that. But when it's 3 to 4 hours and a lot of people are giving each other, like, much more direct signals and clear indications that they're into each other. If someone talks to me for 4 hours completely alone and gives me no indication that they're into me on Love Island, I'm moving on.
Scally said it needs to be sexual.
Like, what? It's not, like, I'm sorry, Cash and Corey, I'm sure, could have had a great 4 hour conversation at night too. It doesn't mean that they're coupling up. And I think Leslie probably got a similar vibe.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that maybe Corey is not great with women.
Yeah, not ideal.
He might not have any game.
And that's why I think it's working with Isabel, because she's super forward, super direct. I think Leslie is too, but that just vibe was not there. Isabel will tell him, we are coupling up, we are making out, we are laying in bed. Like, and Corey goes along with it. So it works. Whereas, again, 4 hours in the real world, like, fine. Or even 4 hours of conversation 2 weeks into the villa, like, after you've already coupled up. But, like, I feel like there should be some sexual spark at the beginning.
Hey, I think we've come to the conclusion of that. So we do get the next morning, Cash is like, hey, if I go back single, Cinco has all the power. So like, I want to bring Charlie back. So I have options, which I feel like isn't like the kindest to Charlie. But I also like, if it gets Charlie to stay on the show, then I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. NC, not the kindest to Charlie. Little bit of this is not ideal for me. I don't love if Charlie's just like being used. Like if it is known, I will go back in there. And if Cinco says he's interested, I'm dumping Charlie in a hot second. Then like, don't love that. If it's going in where legitimately both of these people are options and I'm going to explore them, no problem with that then. But at least I did like her here recognizing that if I go in there and I'm not speaking to anyone, like Cinco has 100% complete power. There's no like risk of losing me. I am here for if he wants me, if he doesn't.
I love relationships being about power. It's really healthy. It's great. Well,
you know what? It happens. Oh, on God. Love Island, it is the case.
Flo tells the girls that she kissed Will and is like, yeah, I knew I would do it. I knew I would turn his head. Like, love the confidence.
Big fan of the confidence.
We also get Cash and Trina actually kind of clear the air a little bit about their conversations with Cinco. Like neither of them feel great about it. They both acknowledge that he could easily be with another girl right now. And then this is where Cash is like, oh, do I give Charlie a chance or no?
Mm-hmm.
Which is now the second time she's saying it. So I'm like, okay, Cash, can you just let me stan you, please?
Maybe she's not actually going to be giving Charlie a chance. I am very torn on what I think is going to happen here. I think we should predict the couplings at the end of this.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like this conversation. I like that Cash finally got to talk to Trina about it because she did not before they came to Casa Amor, it seemed. Mm-hmm. Gives Trina a little bit more perspective, but I still don't feel like Trina's in a spot where she's going to be exploring things with anyone else, unfortunately.
No, she's not. Like, I really just think Trina is like a nice lady who does not need this bullshit.
But here's the thing is I've seen it so much online and I've watched some clips back from the premiere and Trina had so much more personality and energy. She was so much more fun at the beginning. And it feels like just through the process of whether it be because it's Cinco specifically or being on the show or the drama surrounding the love triangle, probably all three. Trina has kind of disappeared as a personality on the show, sadly.
Yeah. And I like it could be so many different parts of that. And it could also be that like she's someone who just wants to be in a relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm. It also could be the show just only giving us those parts of Trina.
That is also true. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just I wish her all the best, but I don't think she's going to find anything at Love Island, really.
Me neither.
Cinco and Will talk about the Flo situation because Will feels really guilty and Cinco, of course, is the right person to be like, oh, no, you're not doing anything wrong.
I don't know. Will is really torn here over Flo. He knows that like I feel like from this conversation alone, you can figure out that he is leaning away from Kira and is feeling guilty about it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So it's like, I get it. I get the hesitancy, but he's also kind of already at this point. Let's say nothing happens from this point. Him and Flo had the truth or dare makeout session and they kissed in the games a couple times. They had some conversations and he talked to the boys about how he's like kind of torn. Do you think there's any going back from that?
I mean, there could be like in the villa, but I think outside of the villa, there'd be some problems.
Yeah, I think you crossed the line. I think you've already made your mind up. Mm-hmm. And not that like, oh, you went too far with her, so you crossed the line. Like, I think he has made his mind up and is not going to be ending up with Kira.
Yeah, I agree. Cinco's also like, oh, the only woman that would turn my head are Flo or Leslie. Which like, okay, so you don't even know which of the original two women has turned your head. And now you're saying you could turn to two others? Like what, your head turning all the way around like The Exorcist? Like, stop it.
I love a new love triangle. Cinco, Flo, and Leslie.
Yeah, get out of here. We get a really cute Cash and Charlie segment. I think they're really cute. I like them.
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I don't know how to feel when Cash is in the confessional being like, I feel like I manifested Charlie, but now I'm torn. And I'm a little disappointed to see that. I know she did just have the conversation with Cinco, like right before she left, that gave her hopes, and it's kind of what she's been wanting. But I was ultimately hoping for a more open Cash in Casa Amor. Mm-hmm. And my fingers are still crossed that it works with Charlie, because I like Charlie. I like Cash, but it's not ideally there. Like the fact that she's saying, I don't want to make Charlie feel the way that I did in the villa, makes me wonder if she's leaning towards getting rid of him.
I'm not ready to face that. Thank you. We can talk about that another time. Leslie and Cinco have like a moment where they talk about their sexual chemistry. Whoa. And they kiss. And I was like, oh, I didn't see any of that chemistry.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They didn't talk about cereal for 4 hours at night. I think that Leslie had took that conversation and said, well, things aren't going anywhere with Corey. So I'm wondering if she had already had the heads up that maybe Corey felt better about Isabel also potentially. So now Cinco and Leslie are a thing. And honestly, I'm kind of rooting for it.
I don't hate it. I like Leslie. I want anything that will keep Leslie in the show. And I do think that any new men that would come in would click with Leslie. She is so stunning. She feels like she's so much fun and has such a good personality. I'm about it.
Mm-hmm. And it's more drama. I'm sorry. I need a shakeup on the show.
Been boring. We need this.
I don't want a new love triangle for Cash. That's why I want Cash with Charlie. I want Leslie with Cinco. And then any breakups from there or recouplings can happen. But let's get some new blood on the show.
Exactly. Exactly. Gabe and Trina talk. And I feel like Gabe is like, okay, well, here's someone else who can maybe throw me a life raft. But it does not go the way he wanted, because she is talking about how confused she is and how Cinco's everything she wants in a man. But she knows he's also thinking of someone else, and she's scared, and she doesn't know what she's going to do if it's not her. And it's like, well, Gabe, I don't think this went how you thought it would go.
Yeah. Remember cats? I don't hate cats. I have a Pomeranian. Like, I'm so lost. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. This did not go well.
Literally. Not ideal. And then they have raunchy races, which is where each villa competes against the other in challenges. And they played Brutal by Olivia Rodrigo.
Ooh, yeah. You know, great music on the show. Always good.
Love the music on this show. I love that they
showing out some real money for that, I assume.
Yeah, that must have been pretty expensive. I mean, it's not one of the singles, but still.
Yeah.
So we find out Shannon is very competitive. She does the first challenges, like making like kiss marks on someone's face with lipstick. Cash and Roel make out. Will and Flo make out. Josh and Jenny make out. Shannon and Charlie make out. Olivia and Cam make out. Josh and Flo make out, and Flo is like, wait, stop. Like, why are we rushing? Like, give me a second to get more comfortable. It's like, you're in a race, ma'am.
This one, I like this challenge. I like it because it's very clearly production just manipulating couples that they want to make out to make out.
They're like, Kira's going to know Will kissed someone.
Mm-hmm. It very much is like the boy who has an I in the middle of his name, followed by an SH, makes out with the girl who once went to see the Nutcracker on Broadway in third grade. Like, they have the most like convoluted things to get specific people to be making out, but it's fine. I'm for it.
They do what they need to do. And Casa Amor wins a party. The final one was that all Islanders must pair up and share a passionate kiss. And my God, these people's lower backs must be so strong, because they're all just like heaving each other this way and that with these kisses.
This one always kills me, because I'm just watching. I'm like, I don't feel like I should be watching this.
Like, it's like there's a lot going on.
A lot is happening here. This is a foreign film on CBS right now.
Yeah, nobody tell Chappelle about the foreign film on CBS. Yeah, it's always, it's very bizarre to me. It's a lot that, like, people need to know that you can kiss someone with all 4 feet on the ground between the two people. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be passionate. It can be passionate, too.
Was wondering, though, if Kira was going to opt out of the passionate kiss. But you know what? It's a game. Kira got involved.
She did what she had to do. Thanks, Kira.
There we go.
We hear a little bit more. Cash is worried about bringing someone back because of the conversation with Cinco, thinking it will make her look like a skeeze. And she's wrong. Bring him back. We like him better.
No one else on the show is worried about looking like a skeez. Just feel like it. Just do it.
This is not the show to go on if you're afraid of looking like a skeez. and that's when we get the thing where Will is like, I don't know who I'd pick. In the weird Joker make. I love how you wrote, for some reason, wearing Joker makeup.
Like, why? Please
Flo
tell me.
Did his makeup because he's like, oh, put the red. And she's like, oh, I only have a little red lipstick left.
Like, okay, I guess so. This is worth me getting in the villa.
Right? Exactly.
Why did you come in with only a little bit of red?
Right?
Yeah. Well, how much makeup were you wearing in quarantine, Flo?
Girl, you should have brought a fresh tube. Come on, what are you thinking? Okay, so Olivia and Cam have a little moment and they kiss, but like, I don't care.
There's nothing there.
Will and Flo talk about how she's super attractive and amazing, but he is torn. But he reassures her that she can continue to pursue him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is building and it's building and it's building. And I feel like Will is, you know, kind of trying to pull back a little bit, but it's not happening. I think this is going through.
Yeah, 100%. Charlie and Cash have a really cute conversation again. Like, I just feel like they have such a good vibe. And Cash is like, well, how would you feel going in knowing that I left things open-ended with Cinco? And he is just such a boss. He's like, I know who I am. I'm not worried about what other men are doing. I know what I'm doing. Like, it's fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely liked this. I like that she also was in this conversation where she got to tell him how the conversation made her like feel so accepted. And that was really good. And he's like they're both doing the same for each other. So I like this relationship. I want to see it continue. And we'll find out in one day, I guess.
Yeah, like I could see it being an actual thing.
Same.
And then Cinco and Leslie chat. Again, about their strong sexual connection. And Senko's like, okay, well, you sleep in my bed tonight.
Oh.
I'm sick of him. I'm so sick of him.
You know what?
But like, do it.
On the show.
Yeah, but like, do it. But like, I'm sick of you.
Yeah, he says he thinks they have the strongest sexual connection. I'm wondering if that was of him with the new girls or if that was him in general.
He's just parroting it back at her because she said they have a strong sexual connection and Cinco doesn't know how to communicate. That's all it is.
I don't know. I don't hate them, though. I'm not hating it.
I don't hate it, but I need her to like cut bait as soon as she's in the villa because I know that like America's going to vote him out.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Tomorrow we will have the recoupling. And do we want to talk about what we think everyone's going to do?
Let's do it. All right. First of all, Josh is
going to do nothing.
Yeah, Josh and Shannon, put it on the board. Yeah, they are staying together.
Yeah, they're staying loyal.
What's the next most safe for you?
I mean, Kira's going to stay loyal, but I think Will is going to bring Flo.
Okay, so you think Kira single, Will with Flo?
That's what I think. Do you agree?
Okay, I do agree. Let me see. See, I think the next one on the board, give me Olivia and Cam.
Yeah, I think Olivia will bring Cam in for sure.
I think there is no one else that we've seen really talk to her. I think that if we were getting any indication that she had any other interest, I wouldn't feel so solid because I don't feel like this is a particularly strong relationship.
Well, and she doesn't have a relationship waiting for her, right?
Yeah,
so like, she has to bring. Yeah, she has to bring someone. And so that leads into Jeremy. And so will Jeremy bring Jenny or will Josh have like put the kibosh on that?
I think you can lock in Jeremy and Jenny. Yeah, I don't see Josh being the type to tell his bro this is not actually happening, even though I think that that could be the case.
Jeremy would listen.
Yeah, that's fair, too.
I think that Trina will not bring anyone.
Yep. And Cinco?
I think Cinco will bring Leslie.
If Cinco brings Leslie, he's calling it over with the other two women.
Yeah, but I don't think he realizes that.
Yep. I agree.
I think that Cash will bring Charlie in the end.
Okay, that's interesting because I'm not so sure.
I think she's going to do it. I think she's talking a big game about not doing it, but like she knows what it feels like to not get picked. I think she's not going to want to leave that power in Cinco's hands again.
I am so nervous because as we stand right now, I am really feeling like we're getting set up for Cash to enter alone.
Well, I pray to God you're lying to me.
I just, she's not even currently coupled up with Cinco. So it's not like she's going back directly to Cinco. She's going back to Corey.
Yeah. Well, and Corey is clearly bringing Isabel.
Yeah.
Because she said, you're bringing me. And he'll be like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, thank you. Tell me what to do. I'm trying to think, is that even everyone?
We're missing one person.
No, I think that's it. Because Josh and Shannon, we're predicting, will stay together. Oh, yep, and then otherwise.
Yep, we got everyone. We did it.
That means we are currently predicting one couple will stay together and we will have a total of what, seven? Seven couples with two singles.
Mm-hmm. I love to see it.
I think the only ones that are in the air are Cash and Charlie and Cinco and Leslie. I think everything else is locked in. Cash and Cinco could end up together at some point, but I am, I don't know. I don't remember how the eliminations go post Casa Amor. Are they allowed to recouple before there's a public vote or anything?
Because if they're not, there will be a recoupling because we're going to be left with singles. And so they need to make sure there's no singles before the next vote.
No, because sometimes there are singles and they're just immune from the vote.
Yeah, but I think that they'll do a recoupling before this time. They haven't been doing as many votes this season. I think they'll do a recoupling.
If Cash and Cinco don't bring someone in, you can't have a public vote with Cash and Trina being paired up.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good decision for the show or for the like people that are actually involved in those relationships. I think hopefully they bring people in and then we get to vote from there. Meaning I think Kira and Trina are probably going to be immune from the next vote, but you know what? We'll have seven couples to choose between and most of them are going to be new couples. And that's what I have wanted.
Yes. It's what we need. It's what we deserve. And we'll find out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. The way that Will is just handing over the championship of Love Island to Josh and Shannon.
They were never
going to
win. They were not getting the screen time. They were never winning.
We'll randomly start showing the only solid couple they have right at the end for screen time. So you never know. But yeah,
I think Shannon and Josh were always going to be more solid and have more like drama. So
We'll see. We shall see.
I think Shannon and Josh might have it just locked up.
I'm not sure about that, but I don't know. I think Cash with anyone gives them a run for their money also.
Only if the audience believes it. I don't know.
I'm not sure. But Corey's really popular too, so it really depends. But regardless, six new couples potentially on the table. I'm very excited.
Me too. So I think that's it. That's all. We did it.
All right. Yeah. Excited to come back here. We can see how many we got right.
And we have an iconic guest for our next episode, correct?
We do.
Should we announce it or should we?
Oh, should we? Why not? You feel free.
Well, we do have lined up correctly for our next episode. Trey J, Jacob Jones.
Oh, Mr. Jones, Jacob Jones, finally coming back. Great appearance last time. We'll see what he has to say about everything on Casa Amor.
Yes, cannot wait. Scally, in the meantime, where else can people find you?
All right. People can find anything I'm doing as usual on Twitter at Brian_Scally, where recently we talked about the live feed update on Big Brother on Sunday on the Bitter Jurors podcast, talking about the Legend of Korra, and many other things. So go check it out there on Twitter at Brian_Scally, as well as, hey, 5-star reviews on iTunes never hurts, definitely helps. So people can continue to do that. That's super helpful and appreciate those.
Yes, please give us 5-star reviews. It's our love language and we need it. We need it. I'm just checking what the URL for that is. Just like
helps.
Really electric podcasting here. It's still robiswebsite.com/temptationisland, but like it's about Love Island, okay? It's about Love Island, please. Give us the reviews there. If you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on social media at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I will be on the episode recap for Big Brother 23 on Thursday night for the eviction episode. So that is very exciting. And, there's a new hot dummy show in town. It's called F Boy Island. And, there's not going to be full episode by episode coverage. I am covering Love Island right now, but I will be talking about the premiere this upcoming weekend. So get excited for that.
Ooh.
And yeah, we will be back on Friday night with Jacob Jones. So we'll see you next time.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing, and the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.